James Martz is 66, has lung cancer, and has been given less than a year to live. As KJZZ's Mariana Dale reports, he's one of thousands of people in the Valley who needed hospice care last year. His situation is more dire because he's homeless.
James Martz can list the events that led to rock bottom. Drug use, an eviction, a pneumonia diagnosis that revealed lung cancer, and chemo.
It would make me throw up. You didn't want to eat. You wanted to sleep all the time.
In September, Mart says his oncologist gave him 6 to 9 months to live. Around that time, he was sleeping in a broken-down 1993 Oldsmobile Cutlass in a Mesa strip mall parking lot. Eventually, police kicked him out after the center's owners complained.
So I just grabbed my meds and anything essential and walked off the property.
The state's largest emergency shelter, CAS, saw 423 people over age 62 last year. On a recent weekday, dozens sprawl on the lawn outside.
There's an elderly gentleman.
CEO Lisa Glow says the shelter can't care for people who can't attend to their basic needs.
There are a number of places we can put people, but there's not enough. There's just not enough.
The longer James Martz was homeless, the worse his health became. He walked the streets until the skin on his feet bubbled into blisters. A hospital covered the wounds with salve and discharged him.
I got out of the hospital and I tried to get out of my wheelchair that they wheeled me in. I couldn't even stand up.
He was very sick, sad, so uncertain of the future, some anxiety, and I think he just didn't know what was going to happen.
Kim Depre is a program director at Circle the City, the nonprofit medical center where Martz ended up. Homeless people can recover there when they're not sick enough to stay in the hospital, but not well enough to be on the streets. It's also one of the only places that provides end-of-life care for people who have nowhere else to go. James Martz had decided he was done with chemotherapy and entered hospice there.
They focus on keeping the patients comfortable up to the very last moment. As much as possible, pain-free, anxiety-free, surrounded by loved ones that could be us.
There's a small chapel with frosted glass windows in the building. On the wall, there's more than a dozen framed photos. CEO Brandon Clark says these are the people who have passed on here.
When people come here on hospice, they frequently have no one. It's very, very rare that they have no one at the time they leave this world.
Through its Hospice of the Valley partnership, Circle the City offers end-of-life care to people who qualify for Medicaid and those who can't pay anything for treatment.
People deserve more than just the bare minimum.
What can I get for you? The regulars?
Martz has a new routine now. Each day starts out in the clinic. He takes a drag of an inhaler for his cough and dumps a tiny paper cup of pills, including pain medicine and an antidepressant, into his mouth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you later.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Martz has made changes to his life in the 2.5 months since he checked in. He's sober and stopped smoking. He says before, he was too proud to ask for help.
Pride almost killed me. I didn't realize how far I let myself go down before I called him.
Martz has begun to think about the future again. He restarted chemotherapy treatments in January. The hope is the oncologist's prediction is wrong.
That's a goal I'd like to have. Not to rub it in his face, but just to say, I won for this round, you know. I'm ready for the next round.
Staff call Martz's improvements a hospice graduation. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.